starting it over.
Yeah, it won't let us edit. All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is your host, Justin Webb. I am 24 years old. Today's date is October 3rd, 2019. I am speaking with Joel Godden. Joel Bergen. Who is my roommate?
Doesn't know my last name.
We are recording this interview in Bradford, Virginia. We are going to be talking about Obama, Obamacare, and maybe a couple other things to get through this time.
Very specific.
All right, so what is your name and where are you from? Feel free to go in the detail.
My name is Joel Bergen. I was born in Ohio, but my father was in the Navy. So we spent a lot of time moving around, kind of bouncing back and forth from Ohio to Virginia to North Carolina. So that's the history of Joel.
What do you know about Obama?
About Obama?
Yes.
Obama was Democratic. He was our first African-American president. He was in office for 2 terms. Honestly, he was the president through my adolescent years, so I don't really know much about his politics. I know he did some really great things for the world, for the United States country. That's what I was going for. But outside of that, I'm not really knowledgeable. Politics isn't really my thing.
So, me personally, I feel like a lot of people, when they look at Obama, all they see is a black man.
African-American.
And a lot of people, they only like him because he's African-American.
What?
Shh, I'm interviewing. I'm actually recording this interview.
Why?
I apologize for that.
Our third
people.
Roommate just walked in.
Our third roommate, yes, just walked in. And he interrupted my thought process. But we are going to continue.
You were talking about how you feel like a lot of people only liked Obama because he was our first African American president.
Yes. A lot of people, they don't really look at what he's did, in my opinion. And that's an issue. Like, if we had a Latin American get in the office, I feel like a lot of people, they would just be like, oh, cool. Let me like him because of the color of his skin, not because of what's on the inside.
Well, that's not necessarily the case. And honestly, it can go back and forth of viewing a lot of people didn't like Obama because of the color of his skin. So it's hard to dictate that people only liked him because he was our first African-American president. It's not really a fair sentence. A lot of people like Trump because he was a businessman. But they don't know what he does or what he has done outside of he was a businessman. He was also a talk show host, and I find that repulsive, but, you know, that is what it is.
I didn't know he was a talk show host.
He was. Our president is an ex-talk show host.
Really?
But have any of our presidents had their own brand of vodka in the States?
Okay. Look, half the actors in the United States have our own brand of vodka.
Exactly.
It's not a difficult thing to get, especially when you're a billionaire.
The third guy in this clip, his name is John, and he is our third roommate.
Hi.
John, would you like to move closer so it can pick you up?
Yes.
Welcome to the casting couch.
Come sit.
I'm about to fill in our third roommate, what is going on. For my Marketing 101 class, I am doing an empathy interview. I started off with roommate number one, Joel. And my second roommate, like I said, just arrived. His name is John. And we'll get his information as well. John, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm John. I'm from Virginia Beach. Yeah.
And what do you know about Obama?
No. I refuse to decline any political answers because I'm not a political person.
I'm not either, but I'm still doing this, John. Come on, help us out.
Come on, man.
Do you say no to his politics or no to him as a person or no to your knowledge of all of the above?
Look, here's my thing on any politician that runs for president. Okay, they could be the biggest scumbag in the earth. they might be able to save part of this country. Also, they're just a scapegoat, and they're not actually making any actual decisions except for, what is it called? Electoral, I don't know what it's called.
Commander-in-Chief of War?
No. It's when they pass something, and it's, like, effective only because they said it.
Oh, the, presidential... I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the word right now, but, I thought this was had to do with business. What does politics and business have to do
so,
with each other?
So, politics are a form of business.
Politics are politics. They're just
because
over
look,
there.
Look at Donald Trump.
Look,
the reason why a lot of people like him is because he's a businessman.
You want to know why everybody likes him? Because it was a meme, and then people thought, oh, this is funny. Let's actually try to make this person the president, and then they actually voted.
Russia really liked him, too. There is evidence of tampering. They have proved it.
John, let's elaborate on that a little bit.
I am for communism. Slightly. Go ahead. Ask my question. Modify
so,
communism.
Donald Trump is a terrible human being.
Why do you say that? Why are you giving your opinion? Give me facts. Give me...
So, alright.
Give me statistics.
I will give you facts.
Because you are giving me qualitative information, and I need quantitative information to give a formal assessment.
Alright, so, here's a fact about Trump that a lot of people don't know.
Okay.
So, back in the day...
When you weren't alive. Keep going.
Yeah, back when I wasn't alive. A lot of people didn't know he had a brother who actually served in the army.
Okay.
And his brother was married with a wife.
Okay.
Did he murder his brother?
Hold up, no. It's worse.
No, I think that would have been great, actually.
He had sex with his brother.
So, his brother died while in the middle of duty.
Oh, now okay. I feel like an asshole.
And, yeah. And so, basically, what happened was...
Basically, what happened was...
Talk to me.
I really want to know the end of the story, Justin.
It's a great podcast. This is brought to you by Ventura Watches and Lisa Mattress. Keep going.
Swiffer what, Jed?
So anyways, his brother died in the line of duty, and his wife's son, or his brother's son, was really sick and really needed some help.
So Trump's nephew.
So Trump's nephew was sick. And
with what do we know?
It's some kind of cancer or something.
Okay.
His brother couldn't afford the treatments.
Well, his brother was dead, so.
Yeah. And so I guess you could say his wife couldn't afford it.
Yep.
So basically what happened was she didn't want money just to get money. She wanted money like when Trump's father died, just enough to help pay for treatments for their kid.
But I will also say, she would get a severance package from the military. She would get a consistent stipend for the death in service. So she was already earning money from the military as a response from... I'm not defending Trump in any way, shape, or form. God, I would vomit if that were the case.
Well, anyways, but, he hired a bunch of lawyers who took all the money away from...
The wife.
And so... They weren't able to afford the treatments, and his nephew died.
Well, when you're a billionaire, you can afford egregious, terrible lawyers who are very good at their job, but very bad at being humans.
So how do you guys feel about him letting his nephew die?
I mean, that's a very leading question.
You are turning this whole thing. Why was it Trump's decision? To let his nephew die.
How do we know it wasn't Melania's? Melania.
There are facts and letters.
Okay, can I see references?
I need you to cite your sources.
Yes. Now Wikipedia is not a reputable source.
There are multiple sources out there on the internet.
You're talking like Trump right now.
No collusion!
Everybody knows this or something like that. And that's Trump. But he doesn't give any facts. Statistics, anything like that. And if it is, it's skewed because he doesn't read.
Trump's just a dick and he needs to get off Twitter. Pardon my French. Sorry, Professor.
So as a Trump supporter, this is perfect. This is an actual empathy. I understand where you guys are coming from with your dislike for Trump.
So I can't decide. Are you a Trump supporter or is he a terrible person?
So he's a terrible... So let me rephrase that. Okay. He's a terrible person, but I support him because he's our president.
Okay, that's a terrible reason to support someone, though. I support him because he is elected into an office where I have to just agree. No, you don't have to do anything. This is fucking America. Starting again about my French. I swear a lot. but you can... You can disagree with the president. You don't have to stand behind him just because he's president. Honestly, I hate Trump with every fiber of my being. God, I think he's a terrible human being. He's done some good for the country. It would be impossible to deny that. But every president, you could sit on your ass all day and not do anything, and eventually good will happen because things are happening in the government, not necessarily because of the president, but it's going to be blamed on the president.
So, would you say that you supported Hillary over Trump?
I did vote Hillary.
What made you choose Hillary over Trump?
Democratic, pro-gay rights. Mike Pence is openly anti-LGBTQ. So, of course, I'm not going to choose someone whose VP is anti-me. Mm-hmm. And especially when you have comments from Mike Pence about conversion therapy. That was my biggest thing that steered me away from Pence altogether.
So getting back to Obama, how much do you know about Obamacare?
Pretty much all I know is it was supposed to be healthcare for all, basically, which I guess is the phrase that Trump is trying to make it. I know that Trump wasn't supposed to get rid of Obamacare until he replaced it with something better, and he just got rid of it and never replaced it. So that's cool, hence why I'm currently lacking healthcare. And you know, it's great being a student without healthcare. It's awesome. But anyways, back to Obamacare. It was trying to find a way to help low-income houses achieve health insurance.
Now, do you feel like that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that's a phenomenal thing. Realistically, when you look down at everything, you see there's a lot of people who are struggling. There's a lot of people with ailments that they... I mean... Someone can get sick and have to go to urgent care, and they can drop $80 right there. Well, if you don't have $80 on an urgent care visit alone, mm-hmm. not even without prescriptions, then you're stuck with your illness, and it could progress to get worse. Interfere with your work, which means you lose more money, and it's just a whole cycle that brings them further and further further and further below the poverty line.
So do you feel like middle-class people should be taxed in order to give health care to those less fortunate?
I mean, we're already on a welfare system, and welfare is used and abused in all the wrong ways, but it also does some good for a lot of people. So, I mean, I don't know much about how the economics of everything works. I recognize that I do pay welfare. I do pay taxes for welfare. It's a supplement from my taxes go towards welfare, which I'm not upset about. People need it. I would be more than happy to help. I don't make very much money. But, I mean, there's that. That's why you have the tax brackets. So, yes, I do believe that all people of working households should be taxed for healthcare. I think that's the most logical move.
But with Obama's Obamacare package, people are getting taxed more
mm-hmm.
in order to cover these hospital bills for those who just couldn't afford it.
Right. I don't see anything wrong with that.
So do you feel like it's okay to tax the middle-class people who are struggling themselves?
Yes.
But by the legal limits, make enough to give more away?
Yes. And honestly, I come from a household that is upper middle class. He does very well for himself. My father does very well for himself. My mother has not worked in 15 years. He's the sole moneymaker. We don't struggle. So coming from me, it's difficult for me to put myself in the shoes of someone who is struggling. I mean, when you look at it, you're going to be taxed a different level per your income bracket. You're not going to be taxed the same amount as like Bill Gates would be. So if you look at it as you're struggling yourself. Well, realistically, you're not even going to notice that any more money is missing because it's not going to be much out of your paycheck if you're struggling. You might miss $20 or $30 a paycheck, which could potentially be make it or break it, but realistically, it probably isn't. But I don't know. That's also totally, what's the word I'm looking for? I lost it. It's nonsense is what I'm speaking right now. It's just nonsense.
I completely understand where you're coming from. We are at 15 minutes, and we are still going strong.
Strong is a, that's a bold word. We're going.
John, grab me
so,
for my mini fridge.
It's part of your reason for supporting Obamacare, is it, does that have anything to do with religion?
No.
Or do you feel like religion has anything to do with Obamacare?
Religion needs to get the fuck out of politics. That was strong verbiage. That's a very strong opinion I have. But
why do you feel like that?
Because we should not be making social decisions based on, yes, like politics, there's a political side to everything, and yes, a large part of the politics, there was the separation of church and state. We've never successfully separated church and state. I mean, you look at abortion rights, you look at gay marriage, it was always church. That was what all of it came down to. They didn't believe that gay men should marry because legally marriage was between a man and a woman. Where did that come from? That came from the Bible. Originally, you bring it all back, and everything in our politics comes back down to the Bible. Abortion rights. Comes back down to the Bible. Eventually, they'll get rid of condoms, because the Catholics don't believe in those. You know, it's just religion and state need to be separated. It's okay to be religious. There's nothing wrong with religion in and of itself. There's a problem when your religion is influencing the political side of things, which influences the rest of the United States.
So would you disagree with the Ten Commandments becoming laws?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. For no reason, the Ten Commandments are great. They're fine. They are all factual things. Don't murder, greed, all that jazz. I get that. That's all cool. But because it comes from a biblical side, it doesn't belong in politics. It doesn't belong in amendment to the Constitution. There's no point in bringing it in. We already know thou shalt not murder. Like, that's a whole.
We so, get that. Under the table, a lot of people believe, including myself, that the Ten Commandments are already laws. They're just twisted into laws in different ways.
Right.
Like lying. If you lie in a courtroom, there's penalties for it.
And there's a logical reasoning behind that, as well as proves my point to everything comes back down to religion. When you look at a society that was originally built on a, I don't want to say Catholic, because I guess we weren't, majority Christian, different denominations, but majority Christian background of a country, and you build it up to years and years and years later, you start to recognize that that religion is still there. It's still a part of the Constitution. And you're right, the Ten Commandments are still a part of the Constitution because the Ten Commandments are just moral things that you should just generally not do. Lying in the courtroom, that can cause a lot of issues. It can send the wrong people to jail. It can get the wrong people charged with different criminal acts, and that's not something that we really want to thrive off of. So, you know, yeah, they probably are a part, and that's okay. But the point of it is, it's not labeled the Ten Commandments. Yes, it's part of the Bible, it's part of religion, but it's not specifically noted that.
Since it is related to religion, do you feel like they should take some of that out of the laws?
No, because it's all moral values, really, more than it is religious standing. I mean, if you look at it, it's not, you didn't take the Ten Commandments, copy and paste it into the Constitution. There's relationship between the two, but you can't necessarily prove that the Constitution derived directly from the Ten Commandments. They're just moral things that everyone in society should do.
So, as being somebody who is in the LGBT community, do you feel like the laws are biased towards you in any way?
towards us?
Yes.
Mm-mm. No. Honestly, there's the whole, like, what was that non-discrimination? Equal protections clause, which, yes, I mean, I guess, it doesn't specifically say anything about sexual orientation. But, I mean, it's just kind of assumed that sexual orientation is one of the protected classes, and they might have added that, actually. I don't know enough about my gay politics, to be honest with you. I should really work on that. But, there's nothing really in the... I would say nothing really is biased towards us. There's a lot of things going against us, but there's not really a lot of things going for us. We just finally got joint adoption rights, because for the last 15 years, gay couples had to adopt as single parents. They couldn't do joint parent adoptions, which is absurd. But
do you see yourself adopting kids one day?
Oh, absolutely. And whoever disagrees with the fact of two men raising a child can go suck a fat one. Sorry, Professor.
Where are my questions?
This are you John still again? Against?
John, so what is your opinion on Obamacare, and how much do you know about it?
No.
What?
I don't know. I know the middle class gets taxed.
And do you disagree with the middle class being taxed, or do you agree that they should?
I agree that they should, but I think the whole, there should be a screening process for who gets financial help or not, in my opinion, because of people abusing the money for the wrong reasons.
Absolutely, and it just goes back down to welfare, I mean, you've got people that abuse the holy crap out of welfare, and everyone knows it. But nobody does anything about it. I mean, we wouldn't want the same thing to go down with healthcare.
So even though people abuse welfare all the time, do you feel like they should take it away?
No,
because of those
not.
Bad people.
I think there should be tighter regulations on who gets it and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And I think the ones that are struggling, I mean, the ones that are struggling because of the wrong reasons, it's their fault, and they shouldn't get financial help from the government that enforces laws that they are breaking. They shouldn't be paid to break laws, because that's what's happening. People are taking that money and not feeding their kids and using it for drugs and stuff like that, or their own vices, like buying, getting electronics and stuff that they can't afford, and racking up debt for them and their children. And it's just not beneficial in any way. So I think people need to be interviewed and drug tested and have their whole financial situation evaluated before they receive any financial benefits.
So do you think with food stamps they should be able to get steak and more expensive items?
I mean...
I think there should be... Humans need nutrients. And
steak is a good source of nutrients.
Kids need protein to grow. Protein and carbohydrates. And when these kids are living off of their parents' money and they're poor, they're just getting potato chips and cookies because it's cheap and it's processed. And that's not helping them develop correctly. And that's one thing where it's like a butterfly effect. The mom or dad aren't, you know, parenting well and aren't giving their kids the right nutrients and being in a good enough environment to flourish and grow, and then they will grow up to be the same way, in my opinion. Now, there are instances, a lot of instances, where people, even in those situations, break out and actually become successful, good, beneficial people to society. But for the most part, as far as I know, it's not that case.
Keep going.
Some people, they like to say that with their food stamps, they will actually get steaks for their dogs because they can't use food stamps on their animals. Do you feel like people should be able to use their food stamps on their animals?
I mean,
to get
dog
food.
If they can't afford food for their own family, why do they have a fucking dog?
Facts. That's fair. That's a fair statement.
Not pardon my French. Thanks, Professor. My last name is not in this, right? Okay.
Mine is.
No, mine isn't.
That is John Zilk.
No!
No! John Zilk, no! Everybody.
And that was his opinion. And I am emphasizing with him. And I'm understanding where he is coming from. But my opinion is that they should be able to get dog food.
For it's just more money coming out of the working middle class, though.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So how about these people in the middle class that have been working 20, 40 years of their life,
now can't retire. Now I have to buy that motherfucker's dog food, too?
Can't retire. And now they're paying even more tax, so someone who doesn't have a job is getting potato chips for the child, but has a pit bull. Okay, that was a little, like, stereotypical. But why am I paying for them to just continue living the life that they're living when I'm working my ass off for 40 years? That's just my opinion.
I definitely understand where you're coming from.
I am a 22-year-old white male who has lived in the middle class for most of my life, so that is also my opinion.
Well, how do you feel about animals dying then? Like being sent to these kill shelters because nobody wants them.
See, but not every shelter is a kill shelter. So, honestly, if you can't afford to have your dog, you should return it to a no-kill shelter.
I do think we should glorify...
Hold up. I paused.
How long does this have to be?
30 minutes. We're at 26.
Damn, I thought you was like 15.